ஸ்ரீ கணேசாய நமஹ, ஸ்ரீ சரஸ்வத்யை நமஹ, ஸ்ரீ சத்குருப்யோ நமஹ. சமஸ்த ஜன கல்யாணே நிரதம் கருணாமயம் நமாமி சின்மயம் தேவம் சத்குரும் ப்ரஹ்மவித்வரம். சதாசிவ சமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரிய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம் ஆப்யாயந்து மமாங்கானி வாக் ப்ராண சக்ஷு ஸ்ரோத்ர மதோ பலமிந்திரியாணி ச சர்வாணி சர்வம் ப்ரஹ்ம உபநிஷதம் மாஹம் ப்ரஹ்ம நிராகுர்யாம் மாமா ப்ரஹ்ம நிராகரோத் அநிராகரணமஸ்த்வநிராகரணம் மே அஸ்து. தத்மனி நிரதேய உபநிஷத்ஸு தர்மாஹ தே மயி சந்து தே மயி சந்து. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. So Sanat Kumara is the teacher and Narada is the student. The each section the Upasya Devata becomes subtler and subtler. So then until we reach the ultimate Bhuma. So this method of pointing out truth is called Shakachandra Nyaya or Arundhati Darshana Nyaya. One upasana to other. So he started the teaching from Nama. Then he went to walk and walk to Mana. Now that is what the second section we have to see. Vākvāvanāmno bhūyasi vākvārgvedam vijñāpayati yajurvedam சாமவேதம் அதர்வணம் சதுர்த்தமிதிஹாஸ புராணம் பஞ்சமம் வேதானாம் வேதம் பித்ரிம் ராசிம் தெய்வம் நிதிம் வாகோ வாக்கியமேகாயனம் தேவ வித்யாம் ப்ரஹ்ம வித்யாம் பூத வித்யாம் க்ஷத்ர வித்யாம் நக்ஷத்ர வித்யாம் சர்ப தேவ ஜன வித்யாம் திவம் ச பிருத்திவீம் ச வாயும் ச ஆகாசம் ச பஷ்ச தேஜஸ்ச தேவாஸ்ச மனுஷ்யாம் ச பசூஸ்ச வயாம்சி ச த்ருண வனஸ்பதி சூபாதான்யா கீட பதங்க பிபீலிகம் தர்மம் ச தர்மம் ச. சத்யம் ச ரதம் ச சாது ச அசாது ச ഹൃദയജ്ഞം ച ഹൃദയജ്ഞം ച യത്വൈ വാങ്നാ ഭവിഷ്യന്ന ധർമ്മോ നാധർമ്മോ വിജ്ഞാപിഷ്യന്ന സത്യം സത്യം നാനൃതം ന സാധുനാ അസാധുനാ ഹൃദയജ്ഞോ നാഹൃദയജ്ഞോ വാഗൈ വാതത്സർവം വിജ്ഞാപയതി വാചം ഉപാസ്വേതി സയോ വാചം ബ്രഹ്മേത്യുപാസ്തേ യാവത് വാചോ ഗതം തത്രാസ്യ യഥാ കാമചാരോ ഭവതി യോ വാചം ബ്രഹ്മേത്യുപാസ്തേസ്തി ഭഗവോ വാച ഭൂയ ഇതി വാചോ വാവ ഭൂയോസ്തീതി തന്മേ ഭഗവൻ ബ്രവീത്വിതി. Now, what is more pervading than nama? Now, the answer is vak. The organ of speech more pervasive than nama. Now, Shankaracharya is the one who gives the reason why. He says, nama is karyam and vak is karanam. Karyam means effect. Vak is karanam, cause. One is the effect and the other is cause. Even if there is no word spoken, but vak indriyam still exists. Like clay is more pervasive than the pot. Only because of vak alone we come to know Rigveda, Yajurveda, etc. Now, the Shruti repeats here whatever that earlier our Narada enumerated his qualifications. The whole thing is repeated there. So, but he adds little more also, cattle, birds, grasses, trees, dharma, adharma, pleasant, unpleasant, all of them are possible due to vak indriyam. If it was not there, no one will know anything. Suppose, think about it, this vak indriyam is not there, what will be our life? You don't need school, college, university, nothing is required. So no communication. The whole communication industry will be zero. So vak indriyam is more pervasive, more subtler than nama itself. So, therefore it is superior. So you do vacham upasya vacha sasteti upasva. Vacham upasveti. So sayo vacham brahmetyupaste yavat vachogatam tatrasya yatha kamachar. The Palashuti is given there. What is the phalam? Similar to previous one. By mere wish he can reach where walk have access. Each upasana makes me expand little more than before. Now again, Narada is asking, is there something more pervasive than vak? Certainly, then please teach me that. The next one is manaha. mind is more pervasive than walk. So this is the style in which this is going, okay? So don't worry about the long passage. It is actually simple. So first nama, then walk, now it is manaha. मनोवाववाचो भूयो यथा वैद्वे वा मलके द्वेवा कोले द्वौ वाक्षौ मुष्टिरनुभवत्येवम् वाचं च नाम च मनः अनुभवति स यदा मनसा मनस्यति मन्त्रान् अधीयेत्य अथातीते कर्माणि कुर्वन् कर्वाणि कुर्वीत्यथ कुरुते पुत्रांश्च पशुंश्च एत्यथेच्छत इमं च लोकममुं चेच्छे एत्यथेच्छते मनो ह्यात्मा मनो हि लोको मनो हि ब्रह्मा मन उपास्वेति मन ब्रह्मेत्युपासीत माइंड इज मोर परवेसिव देन वाक सो मनः वाचः भूयः माइंड इज मोर परवेसिव देन वाक बिकॉज ही गिव्स एन एग्जांपल सपोज ए पर्सन कीप टू फ्रूट्स इन हैंड Any fruit, so different fruits name is given here, amlaka, gooseberry, or kolova, another fruit, and we don't know what is kola, this is a Vedic word, but anyway, achauva, achau fruit, the hands are able to feel them, if you keep the fruit in hand and cover it, the hand is able to feel them. So, therefore, the hands are more pervasive than the fruit. Similarly, walk and nama are like two fruits. And mind is like the hand. Mind is able to feel the walk and nama. So, mind alone persuade the walk indriyam to speak. And then the walk indriyam speaks. Then the mind has got the power call Manasyanam, Vivakshabuddhi, a desire to speak. Mind is the one that prompt the walk to speak. Once that Vivakshavrti comes to the mind operates the walk indriya. And then the name comes out. The desire to utter is more pervasive than the walk and nama. So here he gives more example. Suppose you want to learn Vedas, the first is the desire to learn Veda. Then the mind, the desire to learn Veda occur or appear in the mind. And the mind then tells himself, let me learn Vedas. Manasyati kathayati. And there afterwards, nama udbhavati. Let me perform rituals, or let me aspire after offspring and cattle, or let me aspire for this world and the next. All these are all the mind. Therefore, behind all this desire, the mind is important. So hence, it is more pervasive than the action and the name, walk and the name. So second verse is a Palashuddhi again. Sayo mano brahmetyupaste yavan manaso gatam tatrasya yatha kamacharo bhavati yo mano brahmetyupaste sti bhagavo manaso bhuya iti manaso vava bhuyosti iti bhagavan bravitviti. So Palashuddhi is also becomes as pervasive as mind. So mind is faster than everything else, isn't it? That's why Hanumanji, Mano Javam Maruta Tulya Vegam. So his speed is like a mind. So mind is faster than everything else. Faster than speed of light also. So in seconds, in fraction of a second, you can go to your village and see your parents and come back also. So without knowing anybody, that fast it is. So that fast you can, because it is so pervasive, so you can realize or wishes, whatever you wish, you can realize that fast. Then that is the phalam for this mano upasana, mano brahmedi upasida. That is a, so upasana here is what? Mind is Brahman. With that thought you have to do upasana. It is difficult upasana because mind is not a tangible thing. See, upasana now, because this all the Puranic time, our Vyasa Bhagavan has made it very easy. So Vedic Upasana is like this only. And in Taittiriya Upanishad also you see Upasana. Chandogya Upanishad, the beginning also of 5 chapters are Upasana. But all those Upasanas are difficult for us because our mind is not that subtle. We want a gross, like a tangible form. So that's why in Puranas we see all forms are given. So those forms are easy to meditate. But here mind, you superimpose upon the mind Brahman and then meditate. It is difficult for us because mind itself is not tangible. But then this is what the upasana is. But we go beyond mind and all, finally go to Bhuma is better. So one by one we reject. So mind is the truth, worship that. That's the time. That is the point. So mind itself, because you can also think this way, imagine. The reflecting media of Brahman is mind. So therefore, where Brahman is appearing, manifest. See, Brahman is everywhere, but it is not manifest. But only one place it is manifest, that is mind. So being the reflecting media, it is easy to imagine that Paramatma is present in mind. In this way, one can meditate. So that is also good. Then, is there anything better than the mind? No, he gives sankalpa. Sankalpa is subtler than mind. Sankalpo vava manaso bhuyanyathavai संकल्पयतेथ मनस्यत्यथ वाचमीरयति तामुनाम नामनीरयति नामनि मंत्रा एकम् भवन्ति मंत्रेषु कर्माणि। So this sankalpa is further explained in the second mantra. Tanihava etani sankalpe kayanani sankalpatmakani sankalpe pradishtidani समक्लपताम् ध्यावा पृथिवी समकल्पेताम् वायुश्चाकाशंच समकल्पन्तापश्च तेजश्च तेषां संक्लुप्ते वर्षं संकल्पते वर्षस्य संक्लुप्त्या अन्नं संकल्पते अन्नस्य संक्लुप्ते प्राणाः संकल्पन्ते प्राणानां संक्लुप्त्यै मन्त्राः संकल्पन्ते मन्त्राणां संक्लुप्त्यै कर्माणि संकल्पन्ते कर्मणां संक्लुप्त्यै लोकः संकल्पते लोकस्य संक्लुप्त्यै सर्वं संकल्पते स एष संकल्पः संकल्पमुपास्वेति। Don't worry, chanting Sanskrit also, there are some punya, okay. So, especially Vedic mantras, you chant, you will get some punya also. Even if you don't know the meaning, it doesn't matter. Sankalpaha kartavya akartya vishayaha vibhagena samarthanam. Proper judgment, in this context, this judgment is more pervading than the mind. Judgment has to travel. What is to be done, what is not to be done. Mind function only on kartavyam, to be done. But what is to be done, this I have to do. The judgment has to travel more than mind. Before judging, one has to travel so many shops. And then only you can decide which is good, a reasonable price, isn't it? So the same way, the sankalpa has to think so many things before taking command, giving command to the mind. So it's called sankalpa vikalpa. What is to be done, what is not to be done, what are the pros, what are the cons. So all those things sankalpa is the one that does. So sankalpayati and then manasyati, then vak and namaha. So first sankalpa, then mind, then vak, then nama. So from sankalpa everything come, in sankalpa everything sustains, and unto sankalpa everything resolved. So this is the point he is making here. Then example is given here. The earth think whether should rotate or not. That is sankalpa. rotation is dharma and hence it does after the judgment, after the sankalpa. When panchabhutas does proper judgment, then varsha comes, that is action. Then annam comes, and from annam prana decides to stay in the pranis. It is also the prana sankalpa. After sankalpa alone, it decides to stay in pranis. From prana, the mantra shakti comes. Mantra makes the sankalpa, karmani, so sankalpa comes. From sankalpa, karmani comes. Karmani means rituals, all the rituals comes. And before performing the ritual also, you make a sankalpa, isn't it? So, mama pata samastha dridashya dvara shi parameshwara pityattham ityadi. So, from, you know, then also, what is that? Jambut vive varada varshe varada gande meroho parshe. All that, isn't it? Jambudvipa is actually the whole earth is called Jambudvipa, according to Bhagavatam. And in that one Bharata Varsha, there are so many Varshas are there. So Bharata Kanda is only one portion of that. So Jambudvipa is the whole earth. And our Rajas like Priyavrata, and Manu, they ruled the entire earth. It is not that they ruled only India, Bharat, no. They ruled entire earth. So, whatever you say, you are white or black or blue or green, they are all one father's children only. So, and especially Priyavrata is, he had 8 sons. The one son he kept him with himself, and 7 of them, he made 7 continents, each one of them became in charge of one continent. So that is all. So they are all the color, etc. is according to the climate only. So see, here there is not much of a, what is that, sun. So therefore, Gurudev used to say, you know, so the first Bhagavan made, and you know, put the man in the oven, and took out little early, so he became white. And then second time he thought he made a mistake, then he put him little more time, so he became black. Then he thought, okay, so now I learned my lesson. So third time when he made pakka brown color. So they are Indians, it seems. Anyway. So from karma, sankalpa, various lokas come. So from sankalpa, karma come. From karma, the result of karma is what? Lokas. So you go to different lokas. Especially in Bhagavad, there are 7 lokas are given, 7 up. And the 7 up, all those lokas, what are the facilities available, who are all the residents there. So all those things are in details given there. So it's only 5th canto and 3rd canto, there are places you can see that. from karma sankalpa, various lokas come, karma phala. Then you can enjoy everything. Therefore, sankalpa is the basis of everything. Therefore, may you do sankalpa upasana. Sankalpa is the ability to think, the ability to decide. This is all the faculty because of Bhagavan's grace. So in that way, if you do upasana, then you will get what? Upasana phalam, which is sakama here. So the upasana phalam is given here, 3rd one. Saya sankalpam brahmetyupaste. Kliptanvesalokan Dhruvan Dhruvah Pradishtidan Pradishtito Avyadamanan Avyadamano Abhisidhyati Yavasankalpasya Gatam तत्रास्य यथा कामचारो भवति यः संकल्पं ब्रह्मेत्युपास्तेऽस्ति भगवः संकल्पात् भूयः इति संकल्पात् वाव भूयोस्तीति तन्मे भगवन् ब्रवीत्विति Here he gets to go to lokas like Dhruva Lokam, Shashwata Lokam. See, Dhruvapatam is the polar star, you know that. That where, going from where, going where, no return. So that is called Dhruvapatam. So this upasana, sankalpa upasana will take you to Dhruva Loka. And Dhruva is ruling there. But there are residents also he needs, na? So you people, we people will go there, Upasakas will go there, become residents of Dhruva Loka, Shashwata Lokam, Pradishthita Lokam, well-established, comfortable world, he will go. He also become Dhruva, eternal. His own Upakaranas also functions properly. In the this is after death. So during lifetime, in this life itself, all his the body equipments, the physical body, works very good. Yeah, that is a good thing, no? So imagine that you can eat whatever you want, but you never become fat, you know, think about that. So that kind of a body you will get. So this is the dream of everybody. So especially Swamis. they get so much bhiksha. He is so scared to eat, you know. So his own upakaranas also function properly. Pradishthita means upakaranavat. Adibhautikam, adhyatmikam, tapas are also not there. Adidevikam, adibhautikam, adhyatmika tapas. Ati Devika tapas will be there because that you have no control. But Adi Bhautikam and Adi the Adhyatmikam tapas will not be there. He will become as pervasive as Sankalpa. Now, again, Narada is asking, is there anything more pervasive than Sankalpa? संकल्प्यात् भूयो यदा वै चेतयतेथ संकल्पयतेथ मनस्यत्यथ वाचमीरयति तामुनाम नीरयति नामनि मंत्रा एकं भवन्ति मंत्रेषु कर्माणि तानि हवा एतानि चित्तेकायनानि चित्तात्मानि ते प्रतिष्ठितानि तस्माद्यद्यपि बहुविधचित्तो भवति नायमस्तीत्येवै एनमाहुर्यदयं वेदयद्वा अयम् विद्वानेत्थमचित्तः स्यादित्यथ यद्यल्पविच्छित्तवान् भवति तस्मा एवोत शुश्रूषन्ते चित्तं हेवा சித்தம் ஹே வைஷா மேகாயனம் சித்தமாத்மா சித்தம் பிரதிஷ்டா சித்தம் உபாஸ்வேதி சயச்சித்தம் ப்ரஹ்மேத்யுபாஸ்தே சித்தான்வேஷ லோகான் த்ருவான் த்ருவஹ பிரதிஷ்டிதான் பிரதிஷ்டிதோ பிரதிஷ்டிதஹ அவ்யதமானான அவ்யதமானோ அபிசித்யதி யாவச்சித்தஸ்ய யதம் தத்ராஸ்ய யதா காமசாரோ பவதி யச்சித்தம் ப்ரஹ்மேத்யுபாஸ்தேஸ்தி பகவன் சித்தாத் பூயஹ இதி சித்தாத் வாவ பூயோஸ்த்வீதி தன்மே பகவன் ப்ரவீத்விதி. சித்தம் இஸ் தி சப்சுப்பீரியர் டு ஆர் மோர் பர்வேசிவ் டு சங்கல்பா. Superior to Sankalpai Chittam. Now Chittam means Praptakala Anurupa Bodhavattvam, proper and complete understanding of a thing or a similar thing or situation. So that is called Praptakala Anurupa Bodhavattvam, proper and complete understanding of a thing or a situation. Awareness of a thing or a situation. It's called Chittam. It is not the Tattvada Chittam we are talking about. Chittam is memory and vasanas. So here awareness of a thing or a situation. Because judgment is always based on understanding. You can also say memories because all our judgment is based on our memories only. Judgment requires remembrance of the past. So I should have the far-sightedness of the future. So judgment, all our judgment are depend upon our past. So that's why sometimes we are not able to forget the past. So one experience enough and second time we are so scared. So these are all depend upon the chittam. After making use of the chittam, he makes the sankalpa and then manaha. Then walk, then nama. This is how it the serial. Chitta is all more pervasive. Even if there is a well-informed person, if he has no proper understanding of life or situation, then all his knowledge is useless. Because you, sometimes what happens is, he may have collected so much of information in his head, but the right time when he has to use, it doesn't come. Then he has no efficiency. He has proficiency, but no efficiency. Learning must be used for comprehend the situation. Comprehending the situation. Learning must be used for comprehending the situation. But if he doesn't have that, then person has no existence. He doesn't exist. Smriti Brahmshad Dhinashaha Buddhinashad Pranashyati. As important as learning is appreciation of the situation. That's why Daksha, the word Daksha is used. You know. Daksha is a person who has the skill or ability to judge the situation and act accordingly. So sometimes people have a judgment but they don't act. That is not correct. So that ability to act appropriately, judging the situation. So that is called chittam here. So, for example, a person who is well informed but his understanding of the situation is poor, whereas one may not be that educated but his understanding of the situation is much better than the others, then people approach whom? Not the learned person but the less educated but better understanding. Therefore, comprehending power is important. That is called chitta. Phalam, this person attained higher lokas, dhruvam, pradishtitam, avyadhamanam, painless, eternal, well-equipped, painless lokas he reaches. Now, again question is asked, is there anything more pervasive than chittam? You can leisurely read all that, you know, word by word meaning and all given in the book. Now, more subtler than chittam is dhyanam, he says. How? Jnanat dhyanam visishyate. Dhyanam vava chittat bhuyo.
Dhyanam vava chittat bhuyo.
Dhyayativa prithivi.
Dhyayativa prithivi.
Dhyayativa antariksham.
Dhyayativa antariksham.
Dhyayativa jyau.
Dhyayativa jyau.
Jyau. Dhyayantiva apaha.
Dhyayantiva apaha.
Dhyayantiva parvatam.
Dhyayantiva parvatam.
Dhyayantiva devam. Devam.
Dhyayantiva devam.
Manushyas tasmadya iha.
Manushyas tasmadya iha.
Manushyana mahattam.
Manushyana mahattam.
Prapnuvanti.
Dhyanapadamsha.
Dhyanapadamsha. Ivaivate.
Ivaivate.
Bhavantyattatha.
Bhavantyattatha.
Yelpa kalahinaha.
Yelpa kalahinaha.
Pishuna.
Pishuna.
Upavadinastetha.
Upavadinastetha.
Ye prabhavo.
Dhyanapadamsha.
Ivaivate bhavanti.
Ivaivate bhavanti.
Dhyanam upasveti.
Dhyanam upasveti.
Sayodhyanam brahmetyupaste.
Sayodhyanam brahmetyupaste.
Yavadhyanasya gatam.
Yavadhyanasya gatam.
Tatrasya yatha kamacharo bhavati.
Tatrasya yatha kamacharo bhavati.
Yo dhyanam brahmetyupasteti stesti.
Yo dhyanam brahmetyupastesti.
Bhagavo dhyanat bhuya iti.
Bhagavo dhyanat bhuya iti.
Dhyanat vava bhuyo astiti.
Dhyanat vava bhuyo astiti.
Tanme Bhagavan Pravitviti.
Tanme Bhagavan Pravitviti.
Chitta Ekagrata Dhyanam. Now, what is superior to chittam? Comprehending power, superior to chittam is dhyanam. Constant thinking of one thing to the exclusion of others. Chitta ekagrata is dhyanam. Concentration is dhyanam, or alertness is dhyanam. comprehensive power is useful only when he is alert. One has to concentrate, but he is not alert. So one has this concentration power, but he is not alert. His mind is wandering. Alertness is required for comprehension. If dhyanam is there, then chittam will work. When chitta works, then sankalpa will function properly. Judgment will be correct. If sankalpa works, then the mind will desire properly. Then I will speak properly. And then the names and words will be proper. So this is how the sequence. So dhyanam is at the bottom. When we look at the nature, the whole nature is doing dhyanam, he says. That's why there is a list of the items are there here. So dhyayanti contemplates iva, dhyayati iva, dhyayanti iva, parvataha, dhyayanti, deva, manushyaha, divine being, and when dhyayanti iva, tasmat, ye, iha, iva, manushyanam, among men, common to man, mahattam, greatness, prapnuvanti, attain, through dhyana, apada, amshaha. So, man can attain higher goal through dhyana. So it seems everything is doing tapas. Even mountain is doing tapas, trees are doing tapas. Isn't it? If you go to PSC, there are all those redwood trees. You sit, stand in under the redwood trees, you feel they are all meditating. Somebody said they are all rishis standing there doing meditation. Now, Sanatkumaras continues with the preparatory sadhana. The upasya vishaya become more and more subtle. And at the end of it, the teacher will give Brahmavidya, which is called Bhuma in this section. So, in the sixth section, dhyanam is superior to chittam, comprehension. Because dhyanam means alertness, chitta ekagrata is there, then you can comprehend things. The whole creation is doing dhyanam, the earth, mountain, water, gods, man, they are all doing meditation. Now phalam is because of dhyanam, they have achala pratishtha, steady and undisturbed state. Whenever one enjoys this stillness or peace, the phalam is dhyana anusthanam. As a result of dhyana anusthanam, the person feels peaceful. And if a person enjoys a calm mind, his character will be good. When the mind is disturbed, his character will be doubtful. If he is not doing dhyanam, then he will be quarrelsome, kalahapriyaha. Kavyashastra vinodena kalo gacchati dhimatam vyasanenana murkhanam nidraya kalahenava. So this is what you call the Subhashidani. So Kavyashastra vinodena kalo gacchati dhimatam. Wise men, they always spend their time thinking of Kavyashastra vinodena. Thinking about Kavya, Shastra, discussion. That is how they spend their time. So how to spend your, what you call, Vanaprasthashram. So this is the one. If you have studied the scriptures, then you enjoy a discussion on that. You spend your time thinking and reveling in that. I remember there was an old man I met. He cannot see. Eyes are not. Eyesight is gone. He can't hear also. So now how to communicate with this person is very difficult. But if you go and sit next to him, my God, the knowledge, he has memorized the entire Ramcharitmanas. So you go there, he will chant one chaupai and start explaining the meaning. He revels in that. So 24 hours, because he cannot hear, he cannot see. So he is with himself. But with what? Ramcharitamanas is his company. So that's like Kavya Shastra Vinodena Kalo Kachati Dhimatam Vyasanena Murghana. So these people, foolish people, thinking about their past, worry, Nidraya or sleep, Kalahenava, or whenever they are awake, they start quarreling with each other. This is how. Anyway, that is by the way said. So if he is not doing dhyanam, then he will be quarrelsome, kalahapriya. So dhyanam is a good. Pishuna paradosha udbhasaka prakatanam. They are busy talking about other people's fault. That means gossiping. Upavadinaha. They criticize others in their own presence. Because alpam manaha vichipta manaha. Why these things? Due to non-meditation. So dhyanam upasva. Dhyana brahma upasva. So practice meditation. Once you get the taste of it, then what happened? Your mind is not interested in any other things. Otherwise, it picks up all kinds of dirt from the world. So, dhyanam, chittam, sankalpam, manaha, vak, namaha. These are the things. Now, the Palasudhi is, he will become pervading than earlier upasanas. So naturally now, Narada asks, is there anything more pervasive? Yet, yes, what is that? Please teach me. What is bigger than dhyanam, vijnanam? This is seventh one. Last four chapters only, Vedanta. Until then, it is like this only. Time will come. Let's stop here. We'll complete. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om.